KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego Art Power, welcoming the renowned Jack Quartet to San Diego for an evening of music titled Modern Medieval, with works by Caroline Shaw, Morton Feldman, and more. Monday, May 6th at The Loft at UC San Diego. artpower.ucsd.edu.
America is a big word and means different things to different people. But the reality of it may not be as grandiose as the myth.
People that live in Africa have this huge idea of what America is, but it truly is not the same when you really come here.
Faiza Warmsala came to San Diego at the age of 9, from Somalia via Egypt. Yet 14 years after her arrival in the United States, the balancing act between her old world and new one remains ongoing. Faiza's story when we come back.
Hi, I'm Bill Hoehn.
And I'm Ted Hoehn.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year, we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hoehn family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hoehn Carlsbad dealerships or hoehnmotors.com.
Faiza left her native Somalia for Egypt at a very young age and has few memories from her birthplace.
I don't remember much about it. I only remember this one time where we were staying with my uncle in Somalia, and me and my brother were playing outside, and there was a cow, and I don't know what we did to the cow, but it followed us to the house, so that was really weird. But that's the only memory I have about Somalia. When I was young, we moved to Egypt, me and my mother and my brother. In Egypt, it was like a really happy memory. I lived with my cousins and my aunts, and so we're a big family living in this one big house. It was like easy for children to go outside and play and go a little bit far and then come back home without parents being worried about you. And everybody was like a family to you. Everybody knew where you were. If your parents had to go out, your neighbor would take care of you. So it was just like a one big family.
After spending a few years in Cairo, Faiza learned their family would be moving to San Diego in the United States.
All I knew was we were going to San Diego where our uncle was, and that was it. Just the name and knowing that uncle was there, that's the only thing that we had in mind. I was okay with what was gonna happen. To me, I felt like at that moment when they were telling us, they made it seem like it was gonna be like a couple years and we're gonna come back. I didn't think it was gonna be something forever, so I wasn't really worried about anything. So I didn't really have an expectation. It was just like, okay, we're just gonna go with the flow and see how things work. There was not imagination of what like America was like and how our life is gonna change. All we knew was like we were gonna go to this new home and new place. Since we were young, we just accepted it and we were okay with it. We took the plane, it was just me and my mom and brother. And at the plane, we were able to meet another family that were coming, and they also were coming from Cairo. She was also a single mom and she had three kids with her. The girl was same age as me, so we were same age. We got to know each other in the airplane, and we found out that we were going to San Diego, too. And also, I remember, like, changing seat for us to play games to just kill time because it was, like, a really long flight. So I remember us moving seats so we can be next to each other and playing, like, a card game. And I remember our uncle picking us up and we were driving to our apartment. Our first house was in City Heights, so by 50th Street area. And when we first entered the apartment, there was already like a couple ladies waiting for us. In our culture, it's just like when a person is arriving soon, you know, a couple of the neighbors will come together just to welcome them. I remember feeling lonely since we were so used to big family, just trying to adjust to being us three was kind of really hard. And I remember how small it was and like my mom had to sleep on the couch. Coming to the apartment that we lived in, it was only one bedroom. We were so used to living into a four bedroom apartment with like aunts and uncles and cousins. So I feel like when people say America, like they give it this big name. And to see the apartment that we were living in was just like, it didn't really make sense to me. I remember seeing my mom like clean the house excessively, like a lot, just to make sure that, you know, the house was clean, especially like since there was cockroaches and stuff. She would clean like too much just to make sure it was clean and it wasn't getting into our food and everything. So I would see her waking up early in the morning just to have food for us and just to make sure that we were ready for school. She was doing her best for us. The culture was so different. I was very confused of where I was. When we lived in Egypt, our apartment next to it was a mosque. As Muslims, we pray 5 times a day. And for each prayer, there's a prayer call to it. Since we lived right close to the mosque, we'll hear the prayer call for all the 5 prayers. That was something I was used to since I kind of grew up with it. So when I first came to America and they were telling us it's time to pray, I was waiting for the prayer call. And there was nothing, so I was very confused. Later, they explained to me that like here in San Diego, the prayer call, you won't hear it out loud. You will only hear it inside the mosque. But like back in Egypt, they will do it really loud where everybody that's like outside can hear it. It was different seeing the people around me. I was used to seeing a lot of Somali people and like a lot of Arabs, and the like majority of the Arabs, they dress similar to us. So it was really a shock to me, the different culture and the way people dress differently than us. So that was something that I had to get used to and adjust to it.
One welcome sight on her first day of school, amidst all the changes she was experiencing, was seeing the girl she met on the plane from Egypt, who is now her classmate, and would go on to be a lifelong friend. Faiza came towards the end of 4th grade, but it was her 5th grade teacher that would have a lasting impact on her.
I feel like when I first came here and didn't understand the material and didn't, you know, having a teacher to motivate you and to push you and to kind of tell you, like, you did this wrong, but you know, next time you will do it better and you can do this, and kind of encouraging you, I think that's something that really helped me. Not every day, but every other day, she would talk to my mom and she will explain to my mom my progress right in front of me. So she will tell me like, yeah, she didn't do well on this quiz, but like, you know, she's smart and she got this, and you know, she really did well on this. And so she would encourage me and like, you know, tell me what's my positive and what's my negative. So I think that encouragement and that push and seeing that someone was there to believe in me, I think that really helped me. Just seeing how much, like, she cared for her students, that really impacted me. And that really, like, kind of made that year really, like, amazing year for me. And yeah, I still can't forget that year.
When we come back, Faiza Warsama walks the tightrope between Somalia and America.
Hi, I'm Bill Hohen.
And I'm Ted Hohen.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year, we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hohen family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hohen Carlsbad dealerships or hohenmotors.com.
I would say like the hardest years for me was middle school and towards the end of high school. And that was really hard because I was the only Somali hijabi student there. In elementary, it was diverse and people that just arrived recently or people that had been here a couple years. So even though it wasn't only Somali, like I was able to connect with other students because we've been here only a couple years and we kind of understood the struggles together. But for the middle school, it was just like, you know, a lot of students that been here or were born here, and it was just like a struggle because they didn't understand. So it was just really hard understanding, trying to fit in. And with that middle school, since I was the only one that was covering my hair, you know, kids will make fun of me and say like, oh, are you bald? Is that why you're wearing it? Do you not have a hair? You know, it was just like a struggle since it wasn't like more diverse. I think it was just like, it made it much more hard. And like, in my opinion, I feel like the teachers didn't go out of their way to try to understand my culture and my religion. I mean, there were some good teachers, but like some of them did not even try to like, you know, get to know me for who I am, and just like, you know, it was just like, well, this is the rules and you just have to follow it, and that's it.
Fitting in can be hard for a lot of kids, but Faiza felt the added pressure to stay true to her Somali culture while at the same time existing in a much different American landscape.
For some reason, I didn't want it to fit in. Like, I wasn't really crazy about like trying to be like Americanized or anything. I had this fear of like, if I tried to be Americanized, I might lose my culture and I might lose who I am. So I would just watch from far. So I would always be that weird kid that would, you know, just watch and act like, you know, I'm not American, I'm Somali.
Now, so many years after she first came, Faiza looks back on what America has come to mean to her.
It makes me think back and just say, like, this is just like any other place. You know, it's just about like working hard and doing your best and trying to survive. And I think later on through the years, I learned that, like, you know, people that live in Africa have this huge idea of what America is, but it truly is not the same when you really come here. But since I was young and I didn't really have an expectation, now thinking back, yeah, America is what you are expecting. Like, there's amazing resources, there is a great education system and everything, but at the same time, it's really not that fantasy that you're thinking it is. People have to work hard to get to where they are, and sometimes it's not easy to get out of the situation that you're in. It's beautiful to have your own culture, but at the same time, it's beautiful to have the American culture and try to balance both of it. So for me personally, you have to just get used to and just, you know, struggle with it. Because sometimes, you know, like, there will be like some Somali moms and I'll try to translate for them and they'll be like, well, but your Somali is not perfect, but, you know, still good enough, you know. And some of them might joke about something and be like, well, you're kind of Americanized. And sometimes looking at American culture, I feel like I'm not American enough. Something you just have to continue balancing.
Faiza Warsama is currently in college, working on her degree, while also working at a local nonprofit serving East African immigrants in San Diego. And the girl she met on the plane her first day went on to become one of her closest friends. Thanks so much for listening. My First Day is produced by me, Andrew Bracken, along with help from Melissa Diaz. You can find me at andrewbracken.com. Our email is myfirstdaystories@gmail.com. Our Instagram is @myfirstdaystories. Thanks to Sarah Abdi and Marianne Beister for help with this episode. Music by Jason Began. Additional music by DeLoon. Theme music by Chris Curtis. For KPBS, Emily Jankowski's technical director, Kinsey Moreland's podcast coordinator, Lisa Jane Morissette's operations manager, and John Decker's director of programming. This programming is made possible in part by the KPBS Explore Content Fund. Thanks again for listening. This is our last episode for now, but we'll be back soon with more My First Day stories.
Hi, I'm Maya Tribulsi, news anchor for KPBS Evening Edition. At KPBS, we're storytellers, providing trusted, accurate news and information to our community. But not everyone realizes how important that is. And that's why we're asking you to tell that story during Public Media Giving Days. Share what inspires you on KPBS. Text, call, or post with hashtag Public Media Gives. And thanks.